I carry a portable tape recorder with me wherever I go. I've recorded the sounds that I hear.
We have a wonderful surprise for you.
Yep, too late. More hard-hitting satire.
We have a special show tonight. Very special show.
Magical show.
Magical.
Yo, let's get this party started. It's time to get this thing crooked.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Felt to me like a prison sentence.
It was a nightmare.
It was all fucked up!
What's this?
What?
In your pocket, that bulge.
It was a little cock.
They couldn't believe their eyes.
It does look very small from here, doesn't it?
Because it is so little.
Then they sat down and stared in amazement.
They do so in a perverted manner.
They have been eating soil all week in preparation for this event.
Bathroom soils
are necessary to show you
some of the odors that make up your farts.
Blended in rich brown gravy.
What's that brown stuff?
Don't worry about that brown stuff.
Inside of everyone is this endless flow of
gas with oily discharge.
That one probably squirted out a little bit into the pants.
Check your pants, bro.
Just a couple of lumps.
When your pants?
Yes.
And that's just how the fucker like it.
I hear that.
Have you ever heard of the starseed?
I barely even think about it because I have so much positive stuff going on in my life now.
He fell dead.
Now you may think that this will never happen to you.
Not as long as I live.
But instead, the man died an hour later at the hospital.
You know what time it is?
It's time for cat massage.
That's not right.
It's time for throwing up.
No, it isn't.
It's time for the question of the week. The question this week is,
who wants to be handcuffed and covered in human feces?
We asked that question of the police.
This is Police Sergeant Edward O'Reilly.
And I enjoy it.
And you should know that it's strange for me too, okay? This is not something I do every day. I mean,
these are Los Angeles police officers.
Being defecated on.
I must admit, I do get a certain perverse pleasure out of it.
I'll snap on these handcuffs. I'll take
a big creamy shit
on his face.
And he enjoyed carrying them on his back.
I can love just about anything on all fours, so I said, fine, whatever.
It's time for the Aflac trivia question, brought to you by Aflac.
What could be better than a nice hot bowl of
red, blistered, and peeling skin?
The answer in a moment.
Did you know that
this group of small Asian children have offered me their souls if I can beat them at chess?
Oh, that's really great.
I need those small Asian boy souls.
This weekend, Chuck Swindoll takes a look at a question he's frequently asked.
Hey, what are you doing in my medicine cabinet?
Oh, Chuck and I were married, but it didn't matter very much. Nothing does.
Well, they've tried to imply the same, that it doesn't matter what type of sex they have.
82% of doctors surveyed have prescribed
things like motor oil and grease
in convenient chocolated tablets.
A survey was made one time that covered a lot of men, working men, and these men were asked this question.
What was the most infantile suggestion you made to your wife on your first date?
They repetitiously said,
why is my wife fucking a cow?
Because she really was a wicked old witch who ate little boys and girls.
So he said to his wife one day,
don't you ever talk about my dick without my permission!
My wife loves
unnatural acts with animals.
My wife is a teenager.
My wife has many warts.
They all were really the nicest kind of dogs, and quite clean, too.
Men sometimes castrated themselves.
The men all change into
call girls, malls, pink pants, prostitutes.
Yes, we do.
And you get undressed and you're like, well, I've done this a whole lot of times before.
All of us do this, but it's an animal behavior.
And it's a little confusing at times.
Did you understand that last announcement?
It doesn't mean shit.
CIA Director James Woolsey said,
Canop gore gular goshi may li peole.
And this was their final statement in America.
Right before they make your motherfucking life disappear.
Straight away, her rags disappeared. And she was
as naked as a newborn baby.
Oh, I'm naked. I'm naked. I got booties on.
For a long time, she was happy and contented.
But eventually, she dies of heart attack.
Hello, I'm Alan Thicke, and here are some statistics that might get your heart beating.
One out of three adults suffer from
a scab-covered penis.
One of them was Johnson.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Dawn Johnson.
Very good. Penis.
Thank you.
This is what she said to herself.
You know, these furry little guys are pretty special.
Pointing at
her pair of
testicles.
You're going to have to learn how to hold two balls with one hand.
And I couldn't believe it.
You better believe it, Pilgrim.
This gosh, that tire makes me question everything I know and believe.
Why are we letting this guy design giant robots?
Because I don't give a fuck about you.
That was not nice.
And they don't care. Couldn't care less.
Adopt a don't care attitude.
You bastards can't push us around. Now, you get out of here. I'm warning you.
Get the fuck out.